time, and my daughter-in-law, who is a very smart girl, I said to my son, he is with her, I said, we buried so-and-so today. And I was telling him that we had the funeral and we buried him. She turned around and said, well, did he die? I said, oh no, we just buried him alive. Just buried him alive.
What do you call a place where you bury him?
Grave?
Cemetery.
You say the cemetery?
Yeah, cemetery. And the body is put in a...
In a casket.
And there is, a service, do you call this the...
Funeral.
And then the survivors wear black and you say they're...
Mourners.
And they are in...
In what? What did you say now?
Black clothes to show that they're...
In mourning.
Uh-huh. And somebody might say to the widow, now everything will be all right, so there's no need for you to...
Worry.
Diseases. The one where your joints get stiff.
Oh yeah, that's it used to be rheumatism, but it's not anymore. It's what is it, Mom? What? Arthritis.
Mm-hmm. And the disease that used to be quite common with children, where there was a membrane formed in the throat.
Diphtheria.
Mm-hmm. The one where they turned yellow.
Yellow jaundice.
And that pain that comes in the side right here.
Well, that's a little appendicitis.
Did you call that anything when you were a boy?
A colic.
That was a colic.
Yeah. That's all it was then. They didn't know anything about appendicitis, they just took colic.
Well, you could die from the colic.
You'd all gone right to die from colic.
Huh. Now, this isn't a very, very nice thing.
Well, that's all right.
If you eat something that doesn't agree with you and you can't keep it down, you say you have to...
Vomit.
Uh-huh. And that, you do that because you're...
Oh, indigestion.
Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah. Let's see, it don't occur to me now.
Sick,
At stomach. Mm-hmm. Sick at stomach?
Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
I said sick to your stomach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's a common old term, being sick at the stomach, you know?
Uh-huh.
I had to go vomit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, when I was a kid, I think I had the best stomach in the world. I could clean it out and sit right down and eat again.
Yeah.
That's grand for kids, isn't it?
Yeah.
If someone comes to bring you a message and someone says, why did he come? You say, oh, he just came.
He just came. He came to bring me a message. Somebody asked me how he came.
Mm-hmm. I'd say he comes to give you information that you won $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Someone says, why did he come? You say, well, he came.
On an errand.
Why? On an errand, you say.
Oh,
why?
Oh,
why did he come?
I would say. Did you ask me why?
Yeah. Someone says to you, why did he come? Yeah. You would say.
He came, I just don't quite.
Came to tell me? Came for to tell me?
Oh, he came to bring me a message, or he came to tell me, uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of those, answer is so obvious,
Some of those questions aren't very good.
Well, the answer is so obvious, I try to look for something else.
Uh-huh. If you tell a child not to do something and he keeps on doing it, you finally lose your patience and you say, now you stop that or I'm going to...
Well, we usually say, whip you or mm-hmm. spank you or punish you.
And if a boy comes to see a girl and keeps coming to see her and he brings her flowers and candy, you say he's...
courting her.
And he is her...
He is her sweetheart.
And she is his...
Well, she's not his fiancé yet. They're not engaged. Is that the word you're looking for? Fiancé?
That's when they're engaged. Huh?
That's when they're engaged.
Uh-huh.
Sweetheart, she's his sweetheart.
Uh-huh. And then if he asks her to marry him and she says no, you'll say that she...
She turned him down.
Uh-huh. But if they go to the church and pronounce